Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Chuck Sterling.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Robert.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to predict that you are here to talk about load testing.
Who would have guessed?
You were here last time to talk about load testing.
That's right.
And then you said, hey, I want to come back on the show and update everybody. So I'm guessing
and
we're
going
to talk about load testing.
And we're a couple sprints later. So yeah, absolutely.
So what's new in load testing?
Well, you know, I've actually been talking to some of our customers and some of our not yet customers. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they will be. And I think most people realize load testing is important, something they want to do, but it's a little bit like working out and eating right. You want to do it, it's just not something you typically do because it's too hard, it takes too much
energy. Make it easy for me to get started doing.
Exactly.
Make it easy for me to do, then I'll figure out the rest.
And for load testing, it always comes at like the end of your sprint or the end of the release.
Yes.
Where the time is super, super tight.
Right.
So with that feedback, people are saying you have to make it easier. You
yes.
have to make it a lot easier to get started. So what I thought I would do is go through and show you a simple scenario of, you know, where and why you'd want to do load testing. So kind mm-hmm. of set the scene up as to make it important. You know, why do you want to work out?
Yep.
Why do we want to load test? And then since it's super easy, I'm going to have you do the load test and show us that we actually solved
the problem. Is that some kind of comment on my coding abilities?
No, I want to make sure. You've never played with it before. And if I can get you to do it on stage with one take, we can get this working with anybody.
All right.
So I'm going to go right here in front of us.
Robert can do it. Anybody can do
that's
it.
That's not what I said, guys. I implied it. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So what we have here is a Visual Studio Online account.
Let's see if you ever get welcome back to the show. Anyway.
And I've got my application insights, which is highlighting that I have a problem. I coded this, so it's no surprise that there's problems with this. And I'm going to go ahead and go into the performance tab rather than my dashboard, which is another great place to start. And you can see that in the last 24 hours, I added a page that's got some serious problems.
Ooh,
my request time's
down 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
No one's going to sit around 4 seconds and wait for your website to load.
And if you take a look at the dependencies, they're all in this thing called SQL Master. So I'm actually working against the master database. Another don't do that sort of thing. You should always be using a dedicated SQL instance. But I went ahead and fixed it. I've already updated the page.
Good.
And
you ran it on your machine and it worked great, so ship it.
That's right. It's done, push it out. No.
No.
We will want to actually go ahead and test this. And this is all in production. I pushed it live into production.
Mm-hmm.
I punished people there since, I don't know, about 45 minutes ago. They are suffering with it. So
yes.
if you actually go to the homepage of my little application, you'll see that this is a live site.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that went to the page 45 minutes ago, you took 4 seconds to draw this page. But I fixed it. So Robert, I'm going to give you the computer, and I'm going to give you the mouse.
Excellent.
And I'm going to have you go into Visual Studio Online, which is this tab right here.
Why
don't we do the other one? Because that's what it looks like after the fact.
Oh, right.
And we're going to get back to that one as well.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to the homepage of my Visual Studio Online account. And you'll see in this account,
ooh,
I've actually got a load test menu.
This looks new.
And a load test tile. Remember I said we've been busy last two
mm-hmm.
sprints. Those weren't there before. You can click on either the menu or the tile. It takes you to both the same place.
I'll click on the tile.
Big, flashy, you can't hardly miss
it. That's right.
And you'll see that
tiles.
This is the load testing experience. It takes 2 text boxes. We can get this right, I think. So it's asking for the URL. The problem was in the homepage, so perfect. Let's go back
we'll copy that URL.
Perfect. And paste that in there. And what we're going to do is we're going to call this one VS Toolbox or something unique that we wouldn't have used before. My wiki project. Let's not do the equal signs. I don't know what that would do.
Easy load test. There, how's that?
Sure, that looks good. Now
load test.
I found that 25 users actually didn't manifest the problem. So can I get you to spin that up to at least 100?
Okay.
200 works.
We'll do 100. Yeah.
Okay. Run duration, let's make sure we get a good run. So let's do it for 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Think time, it didn't actually seem to be a problem, but you can set that if you want.
Yeah,
and browser distribution, I want it to be whatever you think my clients will be if I get a client.
Okay.
Perfect. And I think the button is test now.
Sweet.
So I don't know if you test or you time that, but we're done.
About less than a minute.
So this concludes this week's episode of Toolbox.
This load test is queued. It's ready to run. That was easy.
That was easy. And
sweet.
In this case, it's actually going to go ahead and spin up one virtual machine,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to run it from an Azure virtual machine. So all that traffic is going to come from the East Coast data center down on my website.
Okay. Why East Coast? Can I set it to, does it, does, should it, Right, when you do Azure, you're supposed to pick a server near to you. So for something like this, do you choose or do you just leave it at?
So right now what we're doing is we're homed where Visual Studio Online is, which is actually the East Coast data center. So we're running from that. In the roadmap going forward, this is something that our European customers ask, that they don't really want to pay the latency tax for that. So we are looking actually at opening up other data centers. So we're hearing people, and it's something that's on the roadmap.
Okay.
So maybe I can come back with another session when we do geo-specific little tests. Now we can go ahead and show the cake that's already been run. So what we did was I actually had Robert a couple minutes ago, looks like about, I don't know, 12 minutes ago?
Something like that.
We actually ran this test as well. And we could see that we no longer have a 4 second.
We have solved the problem.
Yeah, and we're actually up to request per second of 700. I think my stated SLA was around 600, so we're back up to where we should have
been. So that was easy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we're done. Or do you have any questions, or is this good? No, we're not done.
Oh, I guess the question is, so let's review, I ran through a wizard. What am I testing? What am I doing?
Great
question. Do I get to do more things?
So we are actually only testing this URL right here. That's
right. Because I pasted in that URL, and that's what we're testing.
That is what we're looking at. So we're just hammering that URL. So one of the first things that people ask is, how do I add more URLs?
Right.
And then that's actually using the authoring experience in Visual Studio. I showed that once before.
Yep.
But since I got Robert on the screen or on the computer, I think we can do that again. The next one is, how do I actually change the user load pattern? How do we step them up? Because what we did here was we just hammered them all at once. That's that's actually doesn't reflect reality at all. It's not what I'd suggest people do, but we don't have a step.
There are scenarios, right?
Like
a ticket site. Tickets have been announced.
Right.
Registration for Ignite, for example, just opened up.
You know, Britney
today.
Spears is showing, or in our case, Stevie
Or
Nicks.
Registration for Ignite, something that, you know.
There you go.
Something that I would go to.
There you go.
Opened up. So then you would want to hammer.
That's right. A crash and burn test. Right. I want something to break, and I'm going to do everything I can to do it. Yes. We want to increase the load, so we want to go ahead and run it for much, much longer.
Yep.
In this case, I think that we maxed out at 5 minutes. WEMS of a runner want to run it for 48 hours.
Right.
This is a real common request. So let's go ahead and take a look to see if run ID 272 or 273 is actually in Visual Studio. Because one thing I didn't mention was everything that we're seeing here is the Visual Studio backend as well. So I can actually look at the reports from a Visual Studio initiated client or a Visual Studio Online initiated test. So let's go ahead and open up Visual Studio. It's right down there. Perfect.
Okay.
And let's take a look at Load Test Manager right here.
There it is.
And you'll see that 272,
that's the one at the time we last looked at this, it was running while we were practicing this. So if I refresh this,
we actually should see a 273.
That one should be completed, and we should see the one we just started, which is 272.
Oh, we went to it. Let's go ahead and go back to Load Test Manager. I think what we saw was a click on there. So let's go ahead and go to
Load Test Manager.
Load
there
Test
is.
Oh, perfect. And now
there
you can see my wicked easy load test in progress. So again, regardless of what client I use, I actually see the same data. And as Robert actually already opened up the report, you can see we can open up the reports and do analysis. I can do regression analysis. I can do a VS Online initiated run versus a Visual Studio and see which one has performance problems. Sprint 1 was done in Visual Studio Online. Sprint 2, I kicked it off from Visual Studio.
But
let's go ahead and show you how to do more URLs, longer duration, different step pattern, I think is where we're at.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and click on File and choose add new project.
Now, we should mention that the stuff we're going to show now is not new.
This is not new.
I'm pretty sure we showed this in the previous episode
when
you were on. So if you guys have already seen that, then you can watch me do it. Or go watch another video. If you missed that one, this will be a bit of a review.
I'm going to walk Robert through the Application Insights integration, and we actually have upgraded that experience as well.
Where's that new dialog? It keeps disappearing on me.
You know, we've got a Z order problem. So if you go there,
there it
goes.
All right.
So let's go ahead and, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything. It keeps disappearing on me.
All right, perfect. Let's type in this text box.
All right. So.
Wicked easy something? I don't know.
Wicked easy load test.
Perfect. Okay. And what this is going to give us is going to give us a web performance test.
Mm-hmm.
And here, when it's done, Robert could type in those URLs, and there would be a case where you'd want to do that. Maybe a red-green refactor sort of scenario. Yeah. I don't even have those web pages, but I know that I need these web pages. Maybe. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So he could right-click and say add request right here if you wanted
then
to.
Then I got to know URLs.
Exactly. So if you click the red record button and the home page, I think I actually have this already
Why
set
can't
to
I just go to the website and start clicking around the
and
pages
And you start clicking
like
around
this.
And it does it for you. Exactly. And it's even smart enough to where if you go out and click on register and log in, and it will actually capture those keystrokes once they're on the wire. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that I mention that this is only when the route trip occurs from the client to the server is when we capture that traffic.
Oops.
That's fine. No, this is okay because we want to have errors in there.
How long errors take to be reviewed?
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and stop this particular web recording. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that this is our web test with multiple URLs.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. And what this is doing is it's actually going out and detecting dynamic parameters. So if I come back and show you how to do a data binding, I can go out and register every person in the US from whitepages.com. So I could data bind the two. So at this point, we want to show you how to do increased duration and change the step load count. So what we're going to do is where it says Wicked Easy Solution, right click. Perfect. And choose Add New Load Test. Because we do that from the load test. And the relationship between a web performance test and a load test is I can have lots and lots of web performance tests. Ones that do add users, ones that add products, ones that review products. And what I can do is have scenarios. If I have an add product scenario, I probably still want browsers mixed in there to make sure I don't have any, what is it called when you actually have deadlocks on your backend system. So let's go ahead and hit next. And we'll call this one, I don't know, Happy Path Tour or something. If you're a exploratory... Happy path. If you're exploratory test person, this goes back to the tour paradigm. Okay, and let's hit next. And what this is saying is how many users. Now, we talked about wanting to do like 2,000, 3,000, whatever. Let's go ahead and change it to step load, because you should always do that for most scenarios.
So we want
unless you want to smash into Ignite.
Right.
And let's change that to 2,000.
So here's what you don't do. You don't click this.
No, we can do that. Go ahead. No, I'm in no rush. You click that button.
No, let's just type 2,000.
Okay, that's fine. At this point, it's saying if I have a whole bunch of web tests, how do I want to run those? We're going to leave this as based on total number of tests because I like the next screen where I get to change the little distribution myself. And we're going to hit Add. And what we're going to do is we probably have a couple of these web tests. We're only going to add one from
the Wicked Easy Load Test.
And let's add like the new users from the Fennel or add products from Fall or some another one. Just so you can see what the relationship looks like when we get to the next screen and choose OK. At this point, we probably want web tests, which is the one we just recorded, to be most
the
of the traffic.
Of the time, right?
But we want to actually do something behind the scenes to make sure that the system is still responsive all the way through. And let's go ahead and hit next. If I want to change the network type that it comes from, I could actually do that here. And let's hit next and not change that. Here, let's go ahead and add lots of different browsers. So what this is doing is on the packet that's being sent across the network, it's sending the header of this particular browser. It is not running it from that browser.
Right.
It is not running it from that browser. Robert, is it running from that browser?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. It's just sending the header information.
And then we can set the distribution here.
Absolutely. To your favorite browsers.
A few more of these. There we go.
Perfect. Okay, and let's hit next.
Although I don't know why add those if they're going to be zero. Whatever. Let's go next.
And here's a lesson in RUI by Robert Green. All right, this is one way where I can collect performance counters if I was going to do this in an on-premise machine. So right now when we run this test, it would run it from this machine, but we probably want to distribute that from the cloud and have those machines
testing. We're testing how it runs in production, not how it runs on your machine.
That's exactly.
We already know it runs perfectly in your machine or it wouldn't have made it into production.
That's right. So if you're running the agents from the cloud, you're not going to have access to performance counters on your IIS server. So this is an old school way of doing it, and it only works if you have access. So let's not add them here, and I'll show you a better way to do it. Hit next. This is where we change the duration. I promise showing you the duration. Robert, let's go ahead and change it to 20 minutes or 5 hours or something. He's going to hit the up button again for
it's
us.
It's only 10 times. It's easier to click 10 times than to type.
Hit one digit. All right, fair enough. Let's hit finish at this point. Now, I promised you a new user interface for the application insights integration. By us creating this load test, or one of the new features we had in the sprint, is this applications folder. And I didn't tell you we were going to do this, but we are.
Okay.
So if I can get you to right-click on the they get performance data from Application Insights. This is a new dialog box. We just added this. I think it was in two sprints. And now, what this is going to show us is all of the components I'm doing production monitoring on. And I think this is probably the one that we want, which is called Parts Unlimited. And now what I do is I get all the different performance counters that I can select. I'll just go ahead and select a couple because it's really the point of how do we do this. And actually, I can do custom performance counters too.
Okay.
So I can go out and create my own performance counters and bring those across, which is pretty cool. Let's choose OK. One last thing. This is still going to run local. We want to run it from the cloud. Like if I had 20,000 users, I probably wanted this done from 10, 15 cores in some Azure virtual machine. So let's go ahead and scroll all the way up into the top of Solution Explorer. And there's a local.test settings. And you'll see that the default is to run it on your local computer. I don't know why we made it so hard to discover. Hopefully we're going to fix that soon. Like put it in the wizard would be a good thing, right? And we're going to go ahead and say run test on Visual Studio Online. And we'll choose a plan and close. Now, by default, the algorithms for every 250 users, we're going to add one more core and up to 20 cores or 10 agents, if you will. So 2,000 divided by 250, what is that, 8 and change? Yeah. Something like that. Okay, and let's go ahead and run this. So, again, new experiences. Increased integration with Application Insights. And hopefully if you guys take only one thing away from this, load testing doesn't need to be hard.
No, this is easy.
Yeah.
It's a feature of Visual Studio Online, essentially. It's built into Visual Studio. It's great.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
All right.
I'm looking forward to you coming back and seeing what else is new, but we'll have to wait a couple sprints.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Our next big effort is going to be scalability, and we're going to do that in sprint 75, 76.
Okay, which one are we on now?
We're in 70. If it just finished 72, going to 73. Right. Doesn't the world work on our sprint cadence?
Apparently. Once you explain it to people.
All right. Thank you very much,
cool
guys.
Cool stuff. See you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.
All right.